What wonderful memories all of you have, and what wonderful words we have heard about such a terrific man this day. I feel very honored to be standing here this afternoon, but I probably knew Don the least of all of you who are here. I've been in Florida for about 6.5 years now, and the very first time I met Don and Eva and Rosalind as well was when you were having the Christmas, the August Christmas fundraiser, and I was invited to come and was just so respectful and just so in awe of all that you were doing and all that I was hearing, and then today even hearing more. I understand that the gospel lesson that we heard from Matthew's gospel was the founding scripture, not just for Tehati with Love, but for Don's life. That Don truly believed that whatever he did for the least of these, he was doing for his Lord and Savior, and that's the way he lived. And as I was sitting and listening to the things that people were saying, I kept hearing words of a hymn that we didn't sing, and yet I want to read these to you. I don't know if Don even knew this hymn. Maybe he did. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my hand. Sounds to me as though that is the way that Don lived his entire life. I know that he loved God. I know that he loved the people in Haiti. I know that he loved his family. And I know that all who were touched by his life loved him. But God loves him too. And God sat and watched and saw him struggling in these last months and knew that it was time for his struggle to be over. And so he came and he lifted him up on wings like eagles. And he flew into the place where Jesus had gone to prepare for each and every one of us. And that's where he is now. He's not suffering anymore. He's no longer in pain. And he's there and he's watching out for you and for the ministry that he started. And it will continue because Don will keep sending vibes to make it so. I just know that he will. We can trust these promises. Don trusts them. We can trust them. They are promises that come to us through God who promises life eternal. And they are promises that we can believe because they come from a God who always keeps his promises. And for that I say, praise God. Amen. And let's pray. O God, our Father, from whom we come, unto whom we return, and in whom we live and move and have our being. We praise you for your good gift of life, for its wonder and mystery, for its friendships and fellowship. We thank you for the ties that bind us one to another. We bless you for your loving and patient dealings with us, whereby you have always taught us your way, for the meaning that lies hidden in the heart of sorrow and disappointment and grief, and for your guiding hand along the way of our pilgrimage. Grant us, we pray, the comfort of your presence and the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Renew within us the gifts of faith and patience and enduring love. Help us to walk amid the things of this world with eyes wide open to the beauty and glory of the eternal. But so among the dizzying and confusing changes of this life, our hearts may be surely fixed where true joys are to be found. All this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.